We continue our learning. Rabbi Nishmas Davi ben Menachem, Shemicham Yaakov ben Pinchas Leo. We are in Avos Perigimel Mishnah Vav. Rabbi Chalafta ben Dosa Ish Kfar Chananya Omer Asora Sheyosvin Osin BaTorah Shchina Shiruya Beinehem. 10 people are sitting and studying Torah, so we know that Hashem dwells, the divine presence dwells amongst them. Shenamar Elokim Nitzav Badas Kel. Now, how do I see from this pasuk that Hashem's Shechina is present when there is a minyan, when there are 10 people studying Torah? So it says Badas Kel, Edah is defined, the congregation is defined as 10. We know this from the story of the Meraglim. It says Ad Masai La Edah Hara'ah Hazos. Who is involved in the Edah Hara'ah, in the evil congregation? Obviously, well, 12 spies, but Yeshua and Kalev were not included. So we see the word Edah is the number 10, and therefore we had, this is happening to be the source for a minyan as well. But Elokim Nitzav Badas Kel teaches me that Hashem is Nitzav, Hashem is present. Hashem stands literally in Adas Kel, where there is a congregation, where there are 10. And the subject of this Adas Kel, they're studying Torah, so therefore the Shechina is present amongst them. Uminayin afilu chamisha. How do you know that even if there are 5 people who are sitting and studying Torah, that the Shechina dwells amongst them? Shenemar va'agudaso al eretz yisada. The pasuk says, this is a pasuk in Amos in Perek Tes. The previous pasuk we may is familiar to us from the third, from the Yom Shlishi Shir Shel Yom, which was in Tehillim Pei Beis. But this pasuk Aguda VaAguda Soal Eretz Yisada from Amos, and he referring to Hashem as founded Aguda, so his Aguda, his group on the land. So what does that teach us? How do I see from here that this is the source of 5? So the word Aguda is referring to a person's hand. So we talk about the word ogdo biado, a person binds it in his hand. So the word aguda is a reference to 5. So aguda sol eretz yisada, the beginning of the pasuk says habone vashamayim ma'alosav. Hashem builds ma'alosav, his elevated areas, bashamayim. So he does that in the heavens. So that's a reference to Hashem. So if it says habonev bashamayim ma'alosav, a reference to Hashem, va'aguda so al eretz yisada, so it must be, but there's an aguda when there's 5, that's 5 people studying Torah, the Shechina is amongst them. How do I know that even if there are 3 people who are sitting and studying Torah, the Shechina is there? Shneamar bekerev Elokim yishpot. This is also in Tehillim of Yom Shlishi, the Yishir Shalyom for Pei Beis. We had Elokim Nitzav Badas Kel, that was the word Edah, but here I have Bekerev Elokim Yishpot. How do I know this is referring to 3? Because Yishpot, a standard Beis Din, is made up of 3 people. So if there's your Kerev Elokim, you're in the midst of studying Torah, and Yishpot, there are 3 people there, so I know we can assume that you are Bekerev Elokim, Hashem is going to be amongst you. How do I know even if there are 2 people who are studying Torah? Should I have mind? We have this pasuk already. And earlier in Mishnah Beis, Uznid Baru Yireh Hashem Ish El Re'ehu. That's Ish El Re'ehu, means there are 2 people, one to his friend. Vayakshiv Hashem Vayishma. Hashem is there, and he's listening. So we had this earlier. If you remember, we had this. This was the proof text in Mishnah Beis, where the Mishnah said, "Avol shnayim sheyoshin v'yesh b'neim devarei tov." You have 2 people who are sitting, and there's no Torah. That's Moshav Leitzim. 2 people, there is Torah. Shneamar oznin berud yirei Hashem yishal re'ehu. This pasuk vayishal Hashem vayishma, and there we finish the pasuk vayikasev sefer zikaron lefanav v'yirei Hashem l'choshen shmo. This is written down in a book of remembrance, and it's recorded as we had in the previous Mishnah. So we see from this pasuk oznin beru, if they're speaking yirei Hashem ish el re'ehu, Hashem is listening. Hashem is there. How do I know even if 1 person is sitting and studying Torah, the Shechina is there? Shneamar b'chol ha'makom asher azkiresh shemi, wherever I mention my name, Hashem says, pasuk in Shmos Perichof, avo eilecha uberachticha. What's eilecha? So if I hear my name being spoken, which is someone studying Torah, avo eilecha, I will come to you, eilecha, in singular. Must be 1 person's there, uberachticha, and I will bless you. So here's a source that even if 1 person is sitting studying Torah, that the Shechina is present. The obvious question arises, so if I know the Shekhinah is there if one person is learning, why do I need a Mishnah to bring a proof text for each of when there's two, when there's three, and there's five, and there's 10? So obviously, the Shekhinah is there no matter how many people are studying Torah. So one of the answers is that the Shekhar is greater the more people are studying Torah. So there's greater Shekhar for two, and then for three, and then for five, and then for 10. And others claim, if you look carefully at the Psukim that we're quoting, so it's the bracha, the Shekhar, is a little bit different quality. Qualitatively different. So take, for example, the person who's studying Torah alone, the Pasuk says, "Avoi lecha uberachticha, I will bless you." Okay, so a person is individual studying Torah, he merits a bracha from Hashem. But what do we say when it comes to two people? So there, remember from Mishnah Beis as well, it's written down in a Sefer Zikaron. So that's another level. Three people, so there the Pasuk says, "Ebekerev elokim yishpot," so that we assume that once they start studying, Hashem is going to be present. It's supposed to let to the other people after they're done studying, one or two, but I want to have three already. So Hashem is going to dwell amongst them when they begin their studying. So that's another level. What about five? So they will have, that was Elokim Nitza, that was the Pasuk of, that was the Pasuk of Aguda Soal Eretz Yisada. Aguda was a reference to five, and the Pasuk began with Habonevav Shamayim Ma'alosav, Hashem who built his these different levels in the Shamayim. Maybe that's another level, referring to the fact that there are levels of spirituality that are built in the Shamayim, and this will impact the person who's the five people who are studying. And then we finally have the Pasuk for Elokim Nitzav Ba'adas Kel. Hashem is, that's for 10. So that's the Eidah, but that's Elokim Nitzav. Hashem is standing. Hashem is there even before they start learning. No, not even when they start learning. Hashem is already present, but even before they start their studying. So different levels, qualitatively speaking, are between all of these people. Happens to be, if you look at the Bar Tanura, he has not only a different interpretation of the Mishnah, but he also has a little bit of a different text of the Mishnah. His Dibur HaMaschil is not Rabbi Nechonya, Rabbi Chalafta Ben Dosa says, Asara Sheyoshim Oskim Da Torah, if 10 people are sitting and learning Torah, and then 5, and then 3, and then 2, and then 1, but he writes, Asara Shehayu Yoshim Bidin. Garcino. The text we're supposed to have is that if 10 people sitting in din, this is different than the studying Torah that we had in Mishnah Beis. This is sitting in judgment. These are judges. How do I know? And in fact, the Seder Psukim sound like we're speaking about judging. Elokim Nitzav Ba'adas Kel, or Elokim Bekev Elokim Yishpot. These are Psukim from the Shir Shalim Yom Shlishu, speaking about Dayanim. So what it's telling us is that if I have 10 people sitting in din, so that is one level of Shekhinah being amongst them, and that means that we have a certain level of Siyata Dishmaya when we judge. How do you know? And then he changes the proof text. Uminayin afilu chamisha. How do you know even five? Shnei Amar. He doesn't quote the Pasuk Aguda Soal Eretz Yisada, which we thought was a reference to five, Aguda, taking hold of something and you do it with your hand, but rather Bekerev Elokim Yishpot, where this is a reference to five. How do I know? Well, if I have Yishpot, I have judges, the typical based in is three, but you have two litigants, two Baalei Dinim, so that's going to be five. And Bekerev Elokim Yishpot, we can assume that the Shekhinah dwells, the Shekhinah is there when Yishpot, when there's a din going on. And how many are in there? We assume five, two litigants and three judges. And then the Pasuk Va'aguda Soal Eretz Yisada is actually the source for three. When three Dayanim are sitting, how do I know that Hashem is present? So that's Aguda Soal Eretz Yisada. Hashem is Bonesh Bashamay Ma'alosav. I assume Hashem is there, is present, when it's Aguda So. Now, how does Aguda, we explain how it meant five. How does it mean three? So says the Bar Tanura, Aguda is three, because ha'esh v'ha'avir v'ha'mayim shehem shlosha hal eretz yisada. What is it that Hashem had founded upon his earth? He built the foundation of fire and air and water. So that's three. Al yisod ha'aretz heim mikifim harei lecha shlosha kruim aguda. Therefore, aguda is called three. Inami, another possibility of three. Matzinu shlosha kruim aguda. Where do I see that three are called an aguda bound together, a group? Agudas Ezov, Shem Shoshosh Klochim. Well, you have to take Agudas Ezov, let's say when it comes to the Paraduma, you have to take this bundle of, or when it comes to the, came in Mitzrayim, you had to put the blood on the doorpost. It says Agudas Ezov, the hyssop was an Aguda. How many branches are we supposed to take? So the halacha is supposed to take three, because Aguda, we assume, is three. And therefore, this is the source that the Shekhinah is present when people are judging, when we have three, that's the pasuk aguda so al eretz yisoda. And then afilu shnayim, even two people have the Shekhinah present, so that is ish el reyehu. And then even when you're alone, how can you judge alone or even with two? I thought a minimum based in is three. So the answer is no. We have many cases where we have it will allow a mumche, a yachin mumche, an individual, so mumche is able to judge. Person who has smicha, unbroken chin from Moshe Rabbeinu, often can judge cases by himself, and we allow a yachin mimcha, yachin who's an expert with smicha. And other times, even when it comes to hataras nedarim, let's say a person who could do hataras nedarim in front of a beis din of three hedyotos, or one person who's an expert in the laws of the nedarim, you can go to one person too. And I can assume, based on these psukim, that the Shekhinah indeed is present even with one person. Perek Gimel Mishnah Zayin. Rabbi Elazar ish Partosa Omer. Rabbi Elazar from Partosa says, ten lo mishelo, give to Hashem from his, with the capital H, sha'atavish shalcha shalo, because you and that which you own belong to him. What does that mean? Ten lo mishelo. So the Bar Tanur says, lo timna mi lehisasek b'cheftzei shamayim bein b'gufcha bein b'mamoncha. Don't refrain. Don't withhold yourself from involving yourself in spiritual pursuits, mitzvos, Torah, etc., whether that involves your body or involves your mamon. Your body, when it comes to mitzvos, we have to act in certain ways. It involves our body. Chesed involves our body. And mamon, of course, is also sometimes we have to spend money on mitzvos. We have to buy an estrog. We have to buy kosher food, etc. So here, we should not be afraid to use our money. We should not refrain from spending our money if we need to. And a tzedakah, of course, is spending our money for cheftzei shamayim. You know why? Because tein lo mishalo. Give to Hashem from that which is really his. Our body belongs to him. It's only on loan for the time that we're here. Our money is on loan. It's a gift from Hashem. And there's an understanding that the gift that we have is supposed to spend on mitzvos and to help others. So therefore, tein lo mishalo. After all, sha'atav v'shalcha shalo. Because everything that you have, said Bar Tanur, continues. She'en chano sein mishalcha. You're not really giving of your own, because your body nor your body because your body nor your money belongs to you. It all belongs to him. And we quote this pasuk from Divrei Hayamim. Divrei Hayamim Aleph Perachav Tes Ki Mimcha Hakol Umiyadcha Nasanu Lach. For everything is from you and from your hand with a capital Y, we have given to you. And this is what I mean, it's referring to David, who was speaking about in Divrei Hayamim, when, and this was said by David HaMelech, regarding that which was collected, the gold and the silver collected for building the first Beis HaMikdash. So David himself recognizes that all the material wealth that people have is belongs to Hashem. And the fact that it says, Kimimcha HaKol, Hashem, everything comes from Hashem, umiyadcha nasanu lach, and from your hand we're giving to you. So the assumption is that this is a reference both to money and our body. So this phrase is from Divrei Hayamim Aleph Perek Chav Tes Pasuk Yudalin, and in Pasuk Tes Zayin it says similarly, miyadcha hu ulcha hakol, everything is yours. So this umiyadcha nasanu lach bimcha hakol, that's maybe a reference to money, but the other pasuk, miyadcha hu ulcha hakol, everything belongs to you, that includes our bodies. So therefore, everything that we have, tein lo mishalo sha'atav v'shalcha shalo, it all belongs to Hashem. Rabbi Yaakov Omer, Rabbi Yaakov says the following. Some have a different Tana, but the most hold that the Rabbi Yaakov is the one who made this statement. Hamahalech baderech v'shona, a person who's traveling and he's learning Torah. Umafsik mimishnah, somebody stops his learning v'omer and says, Mana e ilan zeh, how beautiful is this tree? Mana inir zeh, how beautiful is this plowed field? Malo labakosuf kilu mischayiv benafsha. The Torah says about such a person that he's a chay almost chayiv misa. He is guilty for his soul. This is a very severe avera. What's the issue? So the Bar Tanur explains, Hu adin l'chol sicha betel. It's not only person who says how beautiful is this tree, how beautiful is this plowfield. Any wasted, idle chatter, when a person is involved in learning and he interrupts his learning for just speaking this idle chatter, so such a person is mischayv benafsho. El shedibir v'hoved. The reason the Mishnah gives this example because this is most common. Shederech hol chederachim l'dabir b'masher m'yinem. Because people are traveling, they often and talk about what they see. But this would be true for anyone who interrupts his learning for idle chatter. The Yeshua Mirim Dash Min Rebusa, and some say that that there is a Chiddush in the Mishnah, the fact that it mentions Mano Eilon Zeh, this specific case of interrupting one's learning. De'aval Gav, De'al Yidei Kein Hu Mevorech Baruch She'kachalo Ba'olamo. There is a Baruch, we're supposed to say, we see beautiful things Hashem has created. We say Baruch She'kachalo Ba'olamo. Blessed Hashem, He has these kinds of beautiful things in His world. So that's So there is a mitzvah to do so. So maybe I would have thought, okay, I can interrupt my learning in order to make this bracha when I see this beautiful tree, the beautiful plowed field. Afal b'chein. Even so, ma'alal avakos of kiilu mischayv benafsho, m'neisha hitzik b'mishnah. So interrupting one's learning, even for this purpose, is going to be a problem. Lichtenstein was fond of quoting a comment of Rav Hirsch, which he developed a little bit, which is, maybe the Avera here, how could it be so harsh to such a person who appreciates Hashem's creations? The fact that he stops learning just to see a beautiful tree, is that so terrible? So, the simple understanding of the Mishnah, it is. But based on a comment of Rav Hirsch, Rav Lichtenstein said, no, the problem here is, when he's mahalech baderech, he's traveling v'shone and learning umafsik mimishnaso v'omer. He thinks that saying how beautiful this tree is, it is an interruption of his learning. So that's the problem. Person who doesn't understand the importance of the synthesis between the beautiful world Hashem has created, the mada, the science, and that beauty, and the learning that he's doing, and he thinks that these are two completely different disciplines, they're not related one to the other, that's the problem. Umafsik mimishnah, so you think that that's considered a hefsek, that is why it's kilu mischayv benafsho. Such a person doesn't understand how his nefesh, his soul, is satiated from both from, and understands that it's all part of one picture, both the beautiful tree and the Torah that he's studying. Another interpretation of the Mishnah may be that this is should be understood almost as a metaphor. Here you have a person who's traveling, meaning he's traveling through life, and he's studying Torah through life, and it gets to a point, umafsik mishnaso, and he stops his learning and says about himself, a person, we often compare a person to a tree, ki adam eitz hasadeh, we have l'mpasha shoftim, how beautiful is this tree, how beautiful is this plowed field, realizing that the tree is not bearing fruit just yet, because during the season, beginning of the winter, when there's a plowed field, the field has been plowed for the next planting, so that's usually in the winter, so here's a person is basically saying about himself, I'm complete, even though I'm not bearing fruit just yet. I haven't, certainly there's a lot more to learn, and I'm just a plowed field. And I said, you know what? I think I'll stop learning. I'll involve myself in other areas of wisdom. So such a person, such a person, his soul is held accountable. He should feel a sense of guilt for assuming that he's reached some level in his learning where he's able to stop that learning by claiming that, oh, he's so beautiful the way he is, and there's no need to continue learning any further.